Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim El Esav Ochiv. Arts are sayers, they edin. Yaakov Avinu sends a message to Esav, in Lovan Garati, Va'echar Arot, I lived with Lovan, remain till now, by Hili Shor V'chamar. So, Sefer Nesivis Rabbi Seinu, out of the retire from Brisk, brings down that one time when the Brisker Rav, like it's out of the Kodesh Lavroche, was in a resort area, Kranitz. So he was speaking to the Rav of Lemberg, his name was Rav Broide. This Rav Broide told him a nice vort. He said, Lo vangarati, tayag mitzvah shamarati, lo lamarati mi maisav haron. How's a shayach to live for such a long time in the sviva of such a Russia, such a conniver, a scoundrel, and not to be mushman a ki who's there? How's it possible? And the answer is, by he li shor v'chamar. He was, to me, he wasn't a person. He was a shor v'chamar. So if you have an animal in the barn and it moos or it makes noises, you know, spoil from the noise, if you have any shayches, no. The animal does what it does, and there's no shayches to me. And that's the way he felt. You know, by he li shor v'chamar, he was to me like a shor v'chamar, and it had no effect on me whatsoever. So the Riskarov said, "Hagam etzichen apshat in the pasuk." He says, "Over the ma'isa, these sayyidis nemes." The Rambam says that person has to live in the sviv of talmidei chachomim and people that are bali midas, because the sviv of a person affects him, and the only way that is possible to survive is only if to them you're mufka from them. They're not in the same planet as you. They're living a different life than you. So somebody was Moisef, also I think one of the Briskers, last week's parasha, it says that Yaakov Avinu said to Rachel and Leah, Ra'isi es p'nei avichem, v'inei enenui mi kitmoil shulshan. It's not the way it was here, you know, days past. He felt he was beginning to look at Lovan like a person. I don't, his face is not the same to me anymore, time to get out of here. You know, when you feel already that you're getting used to him, then it's time to get out. But Lamaisi, you see from over here, it's a Gevaldi Gevard. But you see from over here, what Yaakov Avinu, the Nisyonis that he had, you're living with a person that he changed Maskurte Elef mine, Aseres mine, which is 100 times, changed the scar. He was conniving him, he was trying to rip him off. And Yaakov Avinu maintains that same Madrega of Emes as always. He's in the sviva of a mechashe, and he has to raise his children also under such a sviva. And Afal Pike and Yaakov Avinu, he was able to raise a mishpach of shiftei kah under such a matzav. So that's a ma'isa of a similar bonum for us, despite the fact that we're living in a society that's mole taive and mole tume and mitals things. But we have the koyach within ourselves to be able to live our lives and to raise our families in a way which is mufka from the goyim. And that's a koyev that we received from Yaakov Avinu. Vayivoser Yaakov levadoi, vayayovik ish imoi, ad alois ha-shochach. So Rashi says, shochach pachim k'tan, or apostle of shad, is that he left little glasses back where he was originally, and he went back to get them. Shochach pachim k'tan. Sefer Pardes Yosef brings down a very cute word. He says, the Zohar HaKadosh learns out of a Kal V'Chomer that the Talmud Chacham al Yetzi Yechidi Balayli. What's the raya? From the Pachim of a Bayis HaMenuge. A Bayis HaMenuge, a Bayis with a Neg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, take out all the Kelim before him because you don't want the Kelim to tell me to get ruined. Right? So, Tairus Chas on Amoinu Shal Yisrael on Pachim. Right, it's a Kal V'Chomer, you have to be chas on yourself and not to go out b'layla and put yourself in a matzav of sakon. So Akashi is, how did Yaakov Avinu do this? And that Rashi says, shochach pachim k'tan. He forgot the Kal V'Chomer from pachim k'tan. And on the Meila, that is how he went out. It's a nice cute vort from the Sefer Pardes Yosef. He brings it b'shem to Teferes Tzvi. Vayomer shalcheni ki ola hashochach. Malach told Yaakov Avinu, send me because the morning has come up. He says, I'm not going to send you unless you give me a bracha. Who is this Malach? So Rashi says that this was Samuel. This is the Sar Shalaisim. That's what Rashi says. There's a Nifla de Kepirkir of Elazar. Nifla de Kepirkir of Elazar. It says over there that Yaakov Avinu told him he's not going to send them away until he tells him his name. So Malach told him, your name will be Yisrael, like my name is Yisrael. That means the name of this Malach is Yisrael. Philippi. What does that mean, the name of the Malach is Yisrael? I mean, he's anti-Yisrael. He fought with Yisrael. Especially if he's the Sar Shel Esav, he's Yisrael. What's the Shah? So the Radal appears on the picture of Eliezer. He says it was really a good Malach. It wasn't the Sar Shel Esav. It was a good Malach. And the reason why he was called Yisrael, because he was sent to give the bracha and to call Yaakov Avinu Yisrael. And his name was Al Shem HaShlichus. I said, why did he fight against Yaakov Avinu? To show him that he could fight against the Malach and he could beat him. And on that he gets the name Yisrael. Chiddush Nifla Admoed. It wasn't a bad Malach. It was a Malach Shorachanim that came to give him the name Yisrael. Why did he fight with him? To show him he could be a Malach. So, Agav, I saw one of the Svarim. We're called B'nai Yisrael. Now, the name Yisrael, number one, it entails all the initials of the Ovis and the Imois. The Yud is Yaakov and Yitzchak. The Sin is Sarah. The Reish is Rachel and Rivka. The Aleph is Avram. And the Lamed is Leah. So Yisrael has, so we have the Koichis, all of the Ovis and the Imois in us. Also, the name Yisrael is Al Shem Kisarisim Elohim. You wrestled with a Malach. So, if you can wrestle with a Malach, you know, so you're capable of anything. The Malach wanted to show him you could beat a Malach, right? So don't be nispal from the hardships. Don't back off of a challenge. No matter what the challenge is, even if it means fighting against the Malach, afal pikin, you're able to handle it, batucho, you're able. And that's why Yaakov Avinu was kind of the Shem Yisrael and Maisa Abbasim Laban. Shimon Schwab, Mamish, learns a totally different shot than the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Shimon Schwab says, it was Taka the Sar Shel Esav. Why did he call his name Yisrael? So we know that Yaakov Avinu, his Tzura, is Taka Sakise Yaakov. So what is the implication of that? What does that mean? That Yaakov Avinu, he knows Midas HaEmes, and the Shechina rests itself on the Midas HaEmes. Choy Somei Shal HaKadosh Baruch HaEmes. So the Sar Shel Esav, which is the exact opposite of Yaakov, is the epitome of Sheker. The ultimate Sheker is that he calls himself Yisrael. I'm Yisrael. That's really what, the Christians, the Christians or the Goyim that took over they took over the Pirush of the Torah. That was when they translated the Torah into Yavanis. So one of the tragedies was that the Goyim took over the Torah and they said, Onu Yisrael, we are Yisrael. Even though they're exact opposite of that. The Christians claim they are the real Jews. So that is what the Sar Shel Esav does. He says, we are Yisrael. And the truth of the matter is, that really applies to every Sheker in the world. Every Sheker, new ideology that comes out, they claim, this is the ultimate Yeshua for the world. We are Yisrael. Communism, so sweet mom is the ultimate. And surely Zionism, that was the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, Aschalta de Geula, right? So each one of these ideologies claims we are Yisrael, we are the Yeshua of the world, when in reality we see, what it is. But that's the way he tightens up the Medrash, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Ki sorisa in Elohim v'im anoshim batucho. You struggled with a Malach and with men, and you were capable. So somebody that looks at this passage, or looks at the Maisa of Yaakov and Esav, the Maisa of Lavan and Arami, could think to himself, where was he a victor? By Lavan, Lavan changed his schar 100 times over, and he had to give in to Lavan. He was under the shlita of Lavan. By Esav, he had to be machniah himself, he had to bow down, and he had to send him bribery. So, Lefi Roy say, he was machniah himself. And Afal Pi Kein, the Torah says over here, Ki Sarisim Anoshim, Imelehim Va'Anoshim Va'Tuchol. That means Yaakov Avinu was Menatzeach. How's he the Menatzeach? He was Machmir himself. So, Zohar brought down in one of the Svarim, Sefer L'Sitcha Elyon, he brings down, Shlomo HaMelech says, in Mishlei, Meshiv Ro Tachas Toiva, if somebody does bad to someone instead of good, then bad will never leave his house. That's supposed to be an Eitzah Toiva for somebody. What's the Eitzah Toiva? So this Baal Musar explains, if a person does you an avla, there's two ways you can handle it. You can either do an avla back to him. So what's going to be the purpose? So you'll do an avla back to him. So next time he'll come back and he'll do a bigger avla to you, and then you're going to get him back, and it's a never-ending thing. The best Eitzah is to be nice to him and to treat him in a covenantic way, and I'd rather you do him a favor. If he's a half mensch, if there's any spark of menschlichkeit in him, he'll realize what a fool I was, you know. Here I'm mistreating him, and you know, look how nice he treats me. And then the thing will come to an end. But if it's going to be a constant galgal achoizer of me getting him and him getting me back, so it's never going to end. Right. And that was Yaakov Avinu's tactic. If Yaakov Avinu would have gone to fight against an Esav, it would be a never-ending thing. So today Esav came with 400 men. He's defeated now. Next time he'll come back with 800 men. And it will be a galgal achoizer. Yaakov Avinu realized that. So in Mele, Yaakov Avinu bribed him. Yaakov Avinu was nice to him. The last thing in the world he wanted to do was melchama. It was the last thing in the world he wanted to do. That's shot in the pasuk in Mishlei, Meshiv ro tachas toiva. If instead of doing good to your enemy, you do bad, leisamish ro mi beisei, then the bad is never going to end. Because you do him an avla, he's going to do you back an avla, and it'll be back and forth. So, by tzaddikim, a person that has das toira, he knows that being machnir yourself does not necessarily mean you're a loser. If this is for the purpose of bringing shalom and bringing you complete peace, then adarab, this is the way of victory. Victory doesn't have to mean you have to beat up the other guy. Lahapuch, that's going to cause, you know, more strife and more machloikis. So adarab, Yaakov Aminu gave in. And Yaakov Avinu was machnia himself. And what was the end? Esav left. He couldn't say anything. That was the nitzachim. Ki sarisa, the oifen of sarisa doesn't have to be with a punch. The oifen of sarisa is doing anything to guarantee there's going to be shalom afterwards. That was the victory of Yaakov Avinu. Vayosem es hashvachis ves yaldein rishayna. He placed the shvachis and their yaladim first. That's Rachel, that's Yosef, acharonim. And he placed Rachel and Yosef last. So you do a b'shem the Gra, that the way the Shvatim appeared in front of Yaakov Avinu, in front of Esav, that is the way it's going to be b'achlus hayomim. That's the way Klal Yisrael is going to appear b'achlus hayomim. The least chashav are always going to be at the forefront. And behind them will be the more chashavah ones, and the gar chashavah ones will be in the background, which is what we see mamish today. Like, who's at the forefront? You have the American Jewish Congress, and the American Jewish Congress, and J Street, and all of these groups, and back, you know, and then in the very back, you have the Gedolei Hador. That's the way it's going to be. When Esav rules and Golas Hevein, that is the way things are going to be. Are going to appear. So that's the way it's said over B'Shem the Grub. Well, Chari can ask Akasha, why did Yaakov Avinu place Yosef in the back? We know that Yosef is the biggest koyach against Esav. Yosef makes Yaakov Eish, makes Yosef Lahava, who makes Esav Lakash. Esav falls mamash, he's going to be burnt up in front of Yosef. So why did he put Yosef at the end? So Hagoyin HaTzadik, Rabbi Yankiv Yosef, he was the Rav Roshi of New York, Talmud of Yisrael Salanter, he said that only with the koyach of the bitochin, of the shvatim of the shiftei kor, were they able to be menatzeach over Esav. So if he would have put Yosef in the front, they would have been b'teach in the koyach of Yosef. They know that Yosef's koyach is such. In the middle, there would be Mesir Das from being b'teach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this way, he put the lower ones, the B'nai HaShvachas, in front. And they didn't have such a koich against Esav, and had a tremendous pachat. And in Meila, they wouldn't place their betochen in Yosef, they would place their betochen by Hashem. Pitchu by Hashem adayat. Ki b'kor Hashem tzuroi lomim, that is where our Ikri Yeshua goes. I think I once said over Maisa with Rafal Levine, Raya Levine's son, I'm a kubal, a tzaddik, holy Jew. So there was once an issue with abortions in Eretz Yisrael. And one of the judges there, one of the main judges, I forgot already his name, but a well-known judge who was borderline from. And Rabbi Ari Levine had a shaykhus with this judge, and Rabbi Rafal Levine knew this judge. So he went to this judge with a shamish, and he told the oilam to fast and to be misbattled. He goes and meets the judge. He tells the judge, I want to tell you a story. There was a couple that came to my father, Rabbi Levine. They had come here, they were finding it hard. She was expecting a child. They were finding it hard, parnosa-wise or whatever. They were finding it hard. And they decided they wanted to abort the child because they just possibly couldn't afford a child. They went to Rabbi Levine. And my father, he dissuaded them, he talked them out of it. He said, you'll see nachas from him, or whatever. And he says, I'm good. He says, you want to know who that child turned out to be? You. Just me? What are you talking about? He said, yeah, that was you. Your parents came to my father. He convinced them. He was a big judge, he was a kosher judge. He called his parents. He said, Abba, Ima, is it true that you went to Rabbi Levine? I said, yeah, it's 100% true. And this is not like that. He said, I am, do everything I can to work against it. Kids on ISIS, so the shamish, you have to ask for the fall Levine. Why did you tell everybody to fast? And to, your mama's hand is in the palm of your hand, this bit of information. The fall looks at me and says, what? What are you talking about? He says, you can have any koyach you want, but if you're not by Te'er Hashem, if you're not talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you have nothing. It's a moedic bit of information to have. It's not going to work. But if you're not talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, then there's no koyach whatsoever. And that's Yaakov Avinu, the same thing over here. Zech Yosef has that koyach. He wanted them to be afraid and to hope that Kodesh Baruch Hu. By Yoritz Esav Lekrosoi, Esav ran towards Yaakov, vayichabkeyu, vayipol al tzavoroi, vayishokeyu, vayivku. And they both cried. So, Shimon Schwab, Sefer Mayim Beis HaShe'eva, yes, why did Yaakov cry? What was Yaakov crying about? What was Esav crying about? And it's mashma vayivku, they both cried, mashma, they were both crying about the same thing. What were they both crying about the same thing? So Rashi brings down Amar Rav Shimon bar Yochai Halacha biyodua she'esav seina yankiv Ella she'nichmeru rachma ba'is ha'shoa. At that moment, his rachmanis was built up v'noshkei b'chol liboy, and he kissed him with his entire heart. Which means an ace happened. For the moment, an ace happened, and Esav somehow felt rachmanis, and he kissed him. At that moment, Esav lost the sin of Yaakov. And he saw things for a very short period of time in their proper perspective. He saw the godless of Yaakov Avinu. Take a look how great he became. He says, take a look at me. I also grew up in the house of Avram, the house of Yitzchak. What did I do with my life? What became of me? I had koiches, and I could have utilized them, and Yitzchak Avinu saw the valdig of koiches in Esav. And look what I made out of my life. It's a total failure compared to what Yaakov made of himself. Esau was crying on this disappointment of his life. And Yaakov Avinu was crying for the same thing. Sfarti was his brother. Harei Farti, he's considered a brother. So he says, he could have, if only he would have been his gaber. They were both crying for the same thing. For the fall of Esau in comparison to what Yaakov made of himself. That's number one. I was thinking differently. I was thinking, it's Yodu, I've mentioned this number of times, that why not Loma Nikur Shmoy Chazir? Why is the Chazir called Chazir? She'osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahavzir Imo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eventually return the Chazir. So Parshat Pshat is, we'll be eating pork sandwiches. How that could be, the Torah doesn't change. So the Chofetz Chaim, the Chaim HaKadosh says the same thing, that there's going to be a Chazir that will be discovered that has talked about Simone Kashers. Okay, fine. But there's a Nifla Dikir Ritva in Kiddush and Daf Mem test that says that the Esa Chazir is referring to Esav. Esav is called a Chazir. Esav is compared to a Chazir. He puts out his hooves. He says, take a look, I'm kosher. Oser HaKadosh Baruch Lachzir Olon of Oser Lovai. Esav is going to be Mevatel himself to Yaakov, and he is going to give his koiches to Yaakov. He's going to help out Yaakov. He's going to mamish. Like, it'll be sort of like what Yitzchok's plan was l'chadchila, that he should give his kaiyus to make it easier for Yaakov to be able to do his avodah. So, at that moment that they embraced and Esav's sinner fell away, he was longing for such a matziv where he and Yaakov could be together, and maybe he even knew the future, that eventually he's going to serve as a keli for Yaakov Avinu to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they were both crying for the same thing, for the hope of that moment that will one day come, where that there will taka be an achva between them, and Esav will taka be mevatel his koiches for the sake of Yaakov. That's l'chayra. Maybe you could say something like that. Vatishtachavena, and they bowed down. Vatigashna hashvachais, and the shvachais they came forth. Heina. The Aldeia, they and their children. Then Vatigash Gamleo Vilodel Vayishtachabu. Vachanigash Yosef Erochel Vayishtachabu. So it's very interesting that the Pasuk by the Shvachos, it says Vatishtachaveno Loshen Lekevu. By Leo it says Vayishtachabu Loshen Zochar Shem Deshvatim. Same thing with Yosef and Rachel. Why is there a switch? L'chayra, the B'nai HaShvachas, L'chayra, bowed down with their mothers and everybody else did. So why by the Shvachas is a Lashon Nekeva, and by the Imais, it's in Lashon Zohar. So there's a V'chudosh V'kedaz Kainim Bali HaTaisis over here that says, V'atishtachaven HaShvachas, Avol Yaldeyen Lo Yishtachab. Only the Shvachas bowed down. That's why it's Lashon Nekeva. But Yaldein lo yishtachabu, because they said, our mothers are not as choshev as us. Our mothers are far shvachos, and we are b'nei Yaakov, we are shiftei kor. Memeila, we should not bow down. Even though their mothers bow down, afal pikein, they're shvachos, we are b'nei Yaakov. But the b'nei Leah, they saw their mother bow down, and she's not a shivka. She was from the Imois, so they bow down together with her. And Rachel, the same thing with Yosef. So, Simchas Yisrael Breiner points out, this was not pre-planned. This was, everybody acted at the spur of the moment. And all of the Bnei HaShvach is like one, they all came up with the same cheshbon, that despite the tremendous kibbut aim that they had for their mother, that tremendous kibbut aim, right, as Shiftei Kor have, that tremendous kibbut aim, the afal pikein, they each made a separate cheshbon, that al zbnei Yaakov, the shiftei kor, just because our mothers bowed down, that doesn't mean we bowed down. Later on, came the bnei imois, and they talk about down. That's why there's Lashon Zohar. This is what he points out. This is what Das came about, Antisa says. But the chiddush is that they all, at the spur of the moment, were mechavim to the same exact thing. So I was bothered by a couple of things over here. Number one, Yadua, the Gemara says that why was the Beis HaMikdash built in the Chelek of Binyamin? Because he was the only one that did not bow down to Esav. L'chayr, from here you see that the Mashvachas didn't either. So I was thinking, L'chayr Parshat, it wasn't going to be built in the land of the Bnei Hashvachas anyway, because they were not from the most Miyuchasdiki ones in Klal Yisrael. So the main question is, so Voseb is Binyamin stood out of the Bnei Ha'imais, and then it says that he was the only one of the Bnei Ha'imais that did not bow down. But another question, L'chayr, Yaakov Avinu bowed down before everybody.
So if Yaakov Avinu bowed down, so why didn't the Bnei Hashvachas bow down? What's the pshat? So I was thinking that it could be that who is the one that could afford to be machniya himself to an ace of a Rasha? Someone that's Meraimim, someone that's at a high madrega, and being machniya himself to an ace of is not going to affect him. Especially the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that when he was bowing down and when he sent messages to Esav, he really had in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So someone that's on a high madrega, right, either Yaakov Avinu or the sons that were more miyuchis, so by the fact that they bowed down to an Esav, it has no effect on them whatsoever. But those that were less miyuchis, they felt, we are fart shiftei kah, but at the same time it's going to affect us. Memela, that is why they did not bow down. So L'chaira, you could say that. Epshin. There's a Mori de Kipshar I saw here from the Sefer Neflois Mitayrus Hashem. It's a Sefer which today is not so known. Rav Aaron Kotler, that's always Mamash Machshav, the Sefer. He goes through all the parashiyos and he shows how in the parashiyos his merum is the osid. The mice of a similar bonim, whatever happened, and where it happened was negeya to things that would happen in the same place in future generations. So it's a mori de kisefer. It's not so much benimtzah today. So the pasuk says like this: the Yaakov nosa sukaisa, vayiven loy bayis. He built himself a house. Ulamikneyu osa sukais, and for his cattle he made sukais, temporary huts. Kain, Koroshem HaMokim, Sukkais. That's why he called the name of the place, Sukkais. So there's numerous questions over here. Why did the Torah have to tell me this Maisa? Like, what's the significance of this story? That he built huts, temporary dwelling places for his cattle, and he built himself a house. Second of all, why B'chlal did he build a house? He didn't do that any other place where he stayed. You don't find anywhere Yaakov Avinu built a house. Punked over here, he built a house. And he wasn't planning on staying. He was on his way to Yitzchak Avinu. He's on his way to Eretz Yisrael. So why did he build a house to begin with? It was something he did no place else. So the Sefer Neflois Mitayrus Hashem says Gebaldi. There's two places that have the name Sukkos. One is in Eretz Yisrael, and one is outside of Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was outside of Eretz Yisrael because the first place where it says Asher be'Eretz Kinoam was when he came to Shechem. Asher be'Eretz Kinoam. But Mashma, until he settled in Shechem, he was not yet in Eretz Yisrael. So this place, Sukkos, was Me'ever LeYarden in Chutz Lorenz. This Mokim is found in the Chaluk of God, like it says in Sefer Yehoshua, Bnei God, Notun Achlosam, Be'Ever LeYarden, etc., etc., together with Reuven Chatzi Shevet Menashe. The Siba, why they took their land over there, Eretz Miknehi, V'la'avodecho Mikneh. It says by Bnei God, by Yivnu as Divon Gidroi's son. So they had a lot of sheep and they needed place for pasture. Yaakov Avinu made his sukkos over here l'miknayu is a maisa of a simon labonim, because this is going to be me'ever l'yarden, and this is going to be a place where the shevet God is going to be. And why gufa are they taking it over? Gufa because of their cattle. So this was the maisa of a simon labonim. Why then did he build a house? Because Kiyodua, this place was way out, and God, this is Baruch Marachiv God, his chelek went further east. It jutted out much more than the other Shvatim, than Ruvain and Chatzi Shevet Menashe. It jutted out much more, was surrounded by enemies. So Yaakov Avinu wanted to be kind of a shame makam over here that should be safe, especially since these Shvatim went to fight with Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. They left their wives and children behind. See, Yaakov Avinu wanted to give a shame chizuk to this Malkaim. So for himself, he built a house, and that's a simon lebonim that they're going to have fortifications over here. L'miknei was a sukkos, is a simon lebonim that they're going to take this land because they're going to be oisik with cattle, and this is a place of mirror. Those are the myself, a simon lebonim. I wouldn't shout out. Yeah.